It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Hey, y'all know me. Let me share with you a word coming from Luke chapter 10, and I'll read verses 1 through 7. Please put that on the marquee for the benefit of those who may not have their Bibles with them. Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. And it says, after these things, and to understand what those things were, go back and read that entire ninth chapter, and it'll tell you about some of those things. He said, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also. Some translation says 72. Some just says 70. The number doesn't mean that much. It's just the fact that it just let us know that he appointed some other folk, amen, to be about his father's business. And it says, and he appointed another 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Not yours, but into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes. And salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Verse 7 says, and in the same house. Oh boy, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, in the same house. Remain eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. I just want to talk to us this morning about some instructions in discipleship. Amen. Everybody joins the church to become a member, but it is the work of the church to make disciples of them. Amen. I tell people all the time, there's a big difference between a member and a disciple. Amen. Praise God. You see, these verses we are looking at this morning relates a circumstance which is not written in any of the other gospels except the gospel of Luke. And this circumstance is our Lord Jesus' appointment of 70 other disciples to go before him, amen, into various cities and places. Now, for you Bible readers, these 70 disciples were in addition to those 12 that he talks about in the 9th chapter of Luke. I want y'all just quickly turn to Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. I think verses 1 through 5 or 1 through 7. You'll see that he sent those 12 before him, and he gave them similar instructions. We do not know the names of these 70 disciples, nor, praise God, do we know anything about their subsequent history other than the fact that, praise God, since he sent them, amen, they must have been some ambassadors of his. And obviously they did a great job. But the instructions with which our Lord Jesus provided them, praise God, are deeply interesting and deserve our close attention as members of the body of Christ. Amen. If you are a member of the body of Christ, would you raise your hand this morning? Amen. You see, as we examine these seven verses of scripture this morning, I want us to focus on four of the instructions that our Lord provided these 70 disciples. Instructions that I feel, praise God, that are as germane today as they were 1,000 years ago. The very first thing that should jump out at you, praise God, the first instruction is that he instructs them in the importance of prayer and intercession. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you didn't know it before now, prayer is important. You see, verse 2, he says, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Then he says, pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth what? Laborers into the harvest. You see, this is the leading thought with which our Lord Jesus opens up his instructions. Before he tells those ambassadors, and that's what they are, ambassadors. That's what you and I are today. We are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Before he even tells them what to do, the first thing that he tells them is to pray. Amen. Amen. You see, prayer is one of the best and most powerful means of helping to forward the cause of Christ in this world. It is a means within reach of each and every one of us that's in the body of Christ. You see, not all of us have a whole lot of money that we can give to foreign missions. Not all of us possess great intellectual abilities. Not all of us have extensive influence among men. Praise God. I mean, I'm going to date myself. Anybody remember, there was a commercial used to come on that talked about E.F. Hutton. Anybody remember that? E.F. Hutton. E.F. Hutton happens to be a broker who was really good. And the commercial used to say that when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listen. Praise God. See, we don't have that type of influence over people. Praise God. We don't have that type of extensive influence among men. But you want to know something? Each and every one of us can pray for the success of the gospel. And guess what? We ought to pray for it every day of our lives. This is why I believe the Holy Spirit allowed James to write at James chapter 5, verse 16, when he said that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, praise God, it avails much. And when we look at Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 5, I sort of touched on this last week. Praise God, when the Apostle Peter was arrested, and of course, after the Apostle James had been killed, praise God, when Peter was arrested, amen, the church did not go into mourning. Amen. Because if we look at verse 5 of Acts chapter 12, verse 5, and it says that prayer was made, praise God. What it says, it was made without ceasing. Praise God for Peter. Amen. And prayer is one of the principal weapons which the entire body of Christ, praise God, ought to use. When we look at the condition of our world, oh Lord, somebody sort of alluded to this morning on the phone. When we look at the conditions of our world, let me just share some of those with you. Praise God, we have black men killing each other, praise God, like it's hunting season. Praise God, we have Russia that has invaded the Ukraine, praise God, and is at the brink of causing a nuclear disaster that's going to be of world proportion. Praise God, we see political unrest as we have never seen before nor heard. We see racial tensions, praise God, and political divisiveness as we have never seen before. Praise God, we see, praise God, voter suppression as we have never seen it before. That was a time when we didn't have the privilege of voting. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Then when we got the privilege of voting, yeah, praise God, they accused us of being lazy, yeah, and that we would not go to the polls and vote. Yeah. But praise God, when we do finally go to the poll and vote, and make a difference in an election, praise God, now we see voter suppression that's being, praise God, that's being emanated throughout these United States. So when we see the times and the conditions that we live in today, my brothers and my sisters, it is a time for us to be doing some praying. Amen. You see, we need to pray. Preachers of the gospel need to be true, what I call true successors of the apostles, praise God. In other words, as outlined in Acts chapter 6, verse 4, y'all know the scripture that I'm talking about, praise God. We are to give ourselves to prayer as well as to the ministry of the word. We must not only use the sword of the Spirit, but we are to pray always with all prayer and supplication. Praise God. Can I remind us again that it is praying time? Praise God. You see, praying is a way to win a blessings in our entire ministry. And for all of us in this body of Christ, praise God, prayer is a powerful weapon. Amen. God, prayer is a powerful weapon. Amen. As a writer by the name of Terry Laws, who writes a book, and I read this book some time ago. Y'all, some of y'all have read it. It's called The Power of Praise and Worship. Anybody ever read that book? Praise God. In that book, praise God, he has a section that is called the ICBM of prayer. Now, just in case for you non-military minds, an ICBM is an intercontinental ballistic missile. Praise God. They can be launched from a ship. They can be launched from a submarine. But the impact behind an ICBM is that it is programmed so that it would hit the target. And Law says in that book, under that section, that our prayer is just like an ICBM missile. In other words, praise God, prayer is a spiritual launching rocket. Praise God. It is the transportation vehicle that carries our weapons. What are our weapons? I'm talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about in the name of Jesus Christ. It takes our prayer to the point of impact. Praise God. If you're praying for somebody to be healed, praise God, use that prayer, ICBM, Lord God, because you want it to hit the target. Praise God. You see, on our knees in prayer, we can help missionaries in the most remote places of this world. Praise God. On our knees in prayer, praise God, we can send divine help. Praise God. Prisoners all over this world. Amen. I'm trying to tell you something today. Praise God. We have a young lady that's locked up over in Russia. Y'all know. Praise God. Y'all know. Praise God. Instead of talking about what she shouldn't have done, praise God. Pray for her. Praise God. That God will move on the hearts of even an atheist. Praise God. So that he would have some leniency. I'm talking about prayer. Praise God. Because prayer works for us, just like prayer worked for King Solomon. Yeah. King Solomon said back in 2 Chronicles, praise God, chapter 7, verse 14, that if my people, amen, I know there's some folks out there say that wasn't for us today. I differ with that. Yeah. Praise God. If my people, which are called by my name, praise God, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. And he said that, and I will hear from heaven. Not only that, I will heal their land. Can I remind us, our nation needs some healing. Amen. If you don't believe this nation needs some healing, just turn on the television. Praise God. Just turn on the radio. Praise God. More than that, just ride around, praise God, our city, and we'll see that we have a world, we have a city, we have a state, we have a nation that is in need of prayer. And praise God, I'm talking about a time in this world where the believers, where the born-again believers of Christ, praise God, we cannot be silent. We need to be bombarded in heaven, praise God, calling on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But second, our Lord instructs this 70 disciples about the danger nature of the job that they are about to undertake. Yeah. Amen. Look what he says in verse 3. He says, go your way. Behold, I send you forth as a lamb unto wolves, among wolves. Yeah. How many of y'all ever look at Wild Kingdom? Amen. How many of y'all look at, y'all see sometimes you see the Willoughbys running and you'll see one of those ferocious lions or one of those wolves, praise God, standing there waiting, praise God, for that one that might be a little weak for that one that might be lagging behind. And praise God, I need not have to tell you what happened when that lion grabs one of them, praise God. And he's saying that, praise God, I'm going to send you forth, praise God, as a lamb among wolves. Amen. When I was sitting down doing this sermon, I thought about the United States Marine Corps. Amen. Y'all just going to have to, y'all know I that's an organization that I still serve. Amen. And we get those young recruits off the streets. Amen. And get them in and tell them, say, we want you to wear that eagle, globe, and anchor.
Yeah.
Praise God. We want you to be proud. We want you to stick your chest out. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And be nice and trim and show people that you are physically fit. But you want to know one thing we tell them? Praise God. We tell them, praise God, we didn't promise you no rose garden. Praise God. In other words, we're going to make you one of the finest fighting machines in this world, but I'm going to let you know, it's not going to be a rose garden. Yeah. Praise God, because before you put on that eagle, globe, and anchor, amen, you got 12 weeks, let me put 13 weeks since they're throwing the crucible in there. Yeah. Praise God, you have 12 weeks where we're going to break you down. Yeah. We're going to take you out of you,
yeah,
and then we're going to remold you. Praise God, so that you can be what it is we want you to be. In other words, we didn't promise you no rose garden. And this is what Jesus is telling those disciples. I'm going to send you forth, amen, as a lamb among wolves. Praise God, amen. And I need not tell you, praise God, that's why I believe that he told them that they must pray before they go on this journey. Amen. That's sending us, each and every last one of us in here, a message, praise God, that we ought to pray before we go out and do anything. Because anybody in here that knows anything about the book of Acts, which happens to be the history book of the church, praise God, we find that those men, praise God, who stood up for the cause of Christ, man, they went through some things. Can I just pick a few of them out and pick on them? Praise God. Stephen was the first official deacon of the church. Praise God. He was stoned to death. Amen. James, the brother of John, he was killed by Herod. Peter, praise God, was thrown in jail, and later he was crucified. Praise God, with his feet up and his head down. Paul and Silas, amen, went out preaching, praise God, but they were thrown in a jail. But before they were thrown in jail, they were whipped just about all night long. But I'm trying to tell you, praise God, the word and the work that we have is not going to be an easy work. But guess what? Amen. As we found out in our Sunday school lesson this morning, praise God, if God take you to it, he going to break you through it. Praise God. So don't you worry about what this world will ask you, praise God. But if he makes a promise that I'm going to take you to where I want you to go, and if he take you to something, praise God, he'll be the one that's going to take you through it. That's why I like when David said that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of God. Anybody ever been in a valley? Praise God, you can't see on this side in the valley. You can't see in that side on the valley. Praise God, and God help you if you look back. The only thing that you could see when you were in the valley is straight ahead. Praise God. And as long as you see, praise God, that there's daylight up there, he has promised you. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear any evil. Why? Praise God. Because the Lord is with me. Amen. So he tells them about the danger that they're going to have. He says, I'm going to send you as lambs among wolves. And I need not tell you, praise God, when you've gone out, let me see the hands of those out there have witnessed to somebody. And they have told you some things, amen, that wasn't so kosher. Amen. They have said some things about you. Amen. And some of them even actually tell you, have the audacity to say it right to you, who in the world you think you are? See, and a lot of times we don't think that that's hard. I still believe, and I may be wrong, and I hope I am. I believe that's the reason why a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus don't want to witness today. Praise God, because they don't want to take the ridicule. But can I promise you, praise God, that God said, praise God, if he take you to it, he'll take you through it. Praise God. And don't you be afraid. Praise God. Or don't worry about what it is they're going to say to you. You go ahead and witness to them. Praise God, what the good Lord has told you to do. Amen. But the third piece of instruction, praise God, that Jesus gives to them, praise God, is for them to be thoroughly devoted to the work which he commanded them to do. Amen. Be thoroughly devoted to the work God has commanded them to do. We noticed that Abram this morning, God told him, I want you to get up out of the land of the Ur of the Chaldees. In other words, I want you to get out from among your familiar territory. And I want you to go out in some area, praise God, that's unfamiliar with you. But just because I'm sending you, don't you worry about what it looks like on the other side. Because I am going to make sure that everything is going to be all right. Look what he tells them, praise God. He says, I want you to be thoroughly devoted to the work which he commands them to do. Look at verse 4. He tells them, he said, carry no purse. In other words, don't carry no money bag. I don't want you to carry none of that stuff. I don't want you to get out here, praise God, get to witness to somebody and pass by Macy's or JCPenney, praise God, and then stop and start to go somewhere to go shopping. Praise God. He said, don't take a purse. He said, I don't even want you to take a scrip. Now, back in those days, that scrip just represents a little bag that the travelers used to, praise God. I don't know what they had in it, but praise God, they took it with them. I'm going to get to you about what that means in a minute. Praise God. Then he said, nor do I want you to take any shoes. Now, he didn't say he didn't want them to take, go around barefooted. What he was trying to tell him, don't you take an extra pair.
That's right.
Praise God, because the shoes that I'm going to put on your feet, you don't have to worry about them, praise God, wearing out. Don't y'all know that the children of Israel, they wandered around for 40 years. Praise God, and their shoes didn't even wear out. Clothes didn't wear out. I'm trying to tell us, praise God, that God said that I will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, praise God, by Christ Jesus. Amen. You see, he told them, I want you to not to salute anybody on your way. In other words, he was not trying to tell them don't be courteous. He wasn't trying to tell them not to be hospitable. Praise God. What he was trying to tell them, I don't want you to get caught up. Praise God, to all of these small things and these things that will distract your mind from doing the work that I want you to do. You see, Jesus is telling these 70 disciples to abstain, praise God, even from the appearance of greediness for money and material things. They were to behave like men who had no time to waste on empty compliments and conventional courtesies of the world. Praise God, now I'm preaching to myself.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Your
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street,